Good morning, everybody. Today is the 16th of April, 2018, Monday morning. And have you ever gone through a time in your life when you just honestly didn't feel close to God? Where it seemed as though He had departed from you? Where your feelings were not as they at times in the past had been, where you felt so close to God and you couldn't get enough of His Word. And these times are when we need God the most, not when we need Him the least. We cannot go by our feelings. We must realize that His work is already accomplished. His work is eternal. His work will endure in us until we come to stand before Him. Regardless of what we may be feeling at the moment, David says, "Why art thou cast down, O my soul?" You ever felt that way? We all have, haven't we? James says that we are drawn away of our own lust and enticed. And we are going to read through this 73rd Psalm. And this is a Psalm of Asaph. And the psalmist here has some of these same kinds of thoughts. You know, it says, "Truly God is good to Israel, even to such as are of a clean heart. But as for me, my feet were almost gone. My steps had well nigh slipped. For I was envious at the foolish when I saw the prosperity of the wicked. For there are no bands in their death, but their strength is firm. They are not in trouble as other men, neither are they plagued like other men. Therefore, pride compassed them about as a chain. Violence covered them as a garment. Their eyes stand out with fatness. They have more than heart can wish. They are corrupt and speak wickedly concerning oppression. They speak loftily. They set their mouth against the heavens, and their tongues walk through the earth. Therefore His people return hither, and waters of a full cup are wrung out to them. And they say, How doth God know? And is there knowledge in the Most High? Behold, these are the ungodly who prosper in the world. They increase in riches. Verily I have cleansed my heart in vain, and washed my hands in innocency. For all the day long have I been plagued and chastened every morning. If I say I will speak thus, behold, I should offend against the generation of thy children. When I thought to know this, it was too painful for me. Until I went into the sanctuary of God, then understood I therein. Surely thou didst set them in slippery places, thou castest them down into destruction. How are they brought into desolation? As in a moment they are utterly consumed with terrors, as a dream. When one awakeneth, so, O Lord, when thou awakenest, thou shalt despise their image. Thus my heart was grieved, and I was pricked in my reins. So foolish was I." "And ignorant, I was as a beast before thee. Nevertheless, I am continually with thee. Thou hast holden me by my right hand. Thou shalt guide me with thy counsel, and afterward receive me into glory. For whom have I in heaven but thee? And there is none upon earth that I desire beside thee. My flesh and my heart faileth, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. For lo, they that are far from thee shall perish. Thou hast destroyed all them that go a whoring from thee, but it is good for me to draw near to God. I have put my trust in the Lord God, that I may declare all thy works. Well, I'm glad that the psalmist wrote that 26th verse. It certainly resonates with me. My heart and my flesh and my heart faileth, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. I'm glad that he speaks of preservation when he says, Thou shalt guide me with thy counsel, and afterward receive me to glory. We have no one else to rely upon. We can't rely upon ourselves. We certainly can't rely upon any other man or woman. He says, Whom have I in heaven but thee? There's none upon earth that I desire beside thee. We know that God is the strength of our life. If we look to ourselves, we are going to utterly fail and falter. That's why the Arminian doctrine is so deficient of any substance. It is a man-centered doctrine, and it fails miserably. And it steals the glory of God and places it upon man. Whom have I in heaven but thee? And so this morning, let us be reminded that when we are not feeling close to God, when it seems as He is far from us, when it seems as though we are just plodding along, not making any spiritual progress at all, realize that our hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. We dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ, the solid rock, we stand. All other ground is sinking sand. His oath, His covenant, His blood supports us in the whelming flood when all around our soul gives way. He then is all our hope and stay. On Christ the solid rock we stand. And when He shall come with trumpet sound, oh, may we then in Him be found, dressed in His righteousness alone, faultless to stand before the throne. So our feelings are fickle, but God is true. His truth shall endure forever. God bless you this morning. In special ways, my prayer.